the good news I felt from that tour was he said, we are doing a better job than about 99% of the other communities he's in.
13 Ways to Kill Your Community author Doug Griffiths recently visited Hays and shared some thoughts on our economic development. Grow Hays Executive Director Doug Williams shares some of those thoughts with us, as well as updates from ongoing Ellis County projects on this episode of the Post Podcast.
Well, a fellow named Doug Griffiths was in town for the Hanson Economic Forum, or whatever they had on Wednesday. I can't remember exactly what the deal was, but he gave a presentation. He's the author of the book, 13 Ways to Kill Your Community. And he gave a presentation about his book and what he has discovered in his travels. He does a lot of traveling. He's from Canada, but he travels widely across the United States as well as Canada. Excuse me. And he was talking about his book and what he sees in rural communities. It's particularly targeted at rural communities and the things that rural communities do that defeat their own purpose of having any growth or maintaining what they have. And he has 13 different areas that he covers and he has seen that cause problems in rural communities.
Very cool. Kind of sounds like to me the smart towns movement that I know was kind of in vogue. Oh, it's, I think it's about 10 years ago now. I know they're still around, but
yeah, it's a little bit like that, but the smart towns was more about orderly growth, infill development versus growing outward, growing inward, and using the resources you already have in place. This is about more about some of that infrastructure and thought process, but also in many cases just almost an attitude that a community takes, and not letting the naysayers have too loud a voice, as we see a lot of in this day and age. You know, his number one, item number one was make sure you have quality and quantity of water. Well, we obviously think about that all the time here in Hays in Ellis County. And fortunately, our past commissions and things have been, they had the foresight to try and put a plan in place. It's slow going, as we all know, the R9 Ranch and that kind of thing. But we're moving ever closer, and that would give us a quality long term water supply that should handle our needs for the next, you know, through this millennium, really, if we get it all in place. So that's number one on his list, and then he goes into a lot of other areas like not attracting business to your community. Not engaging youth, not paying attention to seniors. A lot of the things that we're trying to do, and we had the chance to drive around yesterday with Doug, myself, and City Commissioner Sandy Jacobs. And the good news I felt from that tour was he said, we are doing a better job than about 99% of the other communities he's in. So that was encouraging, but there's still always room for improvement and areas that we're not doing as well as we need to on.
Yeah. Did he give any specific thoughts on those, either the opportunities or the wins?
I think he said he'd rarely been, and I think he maybe said he'd never been in a town as clean as Hays is. And I believe that's true. And we told him that, you know, we talked about bad parts of town, and we said we really don't have any bad parts of town. You know, so from that standpoint, it was really good. I think some of the things that came up in the session was sometimes our community might not be as welcoming to outsiders and new people into a community as we might be. I think that's an area that we need to work on. We also need to work on, you know, making sure we continue to work hard to attract business to our community. That's part of what our micro factory and that kind of thing is. But we also need to stay very focused on retail recruitment. And although we have a lot of obstacles in doing that, not let those permanently stand in our way. We just have to figure out ways to overcome it. And so, by and large, he was very impressed with our community and had lots of positive things to say. Couldn't find many negatives. And, but there's, as I said, there's always room for improvement.
Yeah. I'm wondering, you know, if there was anything that, you identify as maybe a negative that, he was either in tune with or disagreed.
Well, I think I think he was absolutely in tune with, you know, his item number, what is it, number nine, ignoring seniors. I think we have not done a very good job of embracing seniors. You know, the senior center is out there on the edge of town, and they don't have great participation there. Those who go enjoy it and that kind of thing, but we could do better. And we have an opportunity here to recruit seniors to our community. We have a great healthcare system. We have a safe community, good transportation in and out of Hayes, and all the things that are important to seniors. But what we don't have are housing and activities in a lot of cases. And so we need to do a better job of that. And we kind of explained our community center that we hope to have with the Grove development, and the fact that it would house the seniors in a much better environment, much easier environment to get to, with a lot more to do. And he thought that was a terrific idea.
Yeah, I love that. And I want to talk about that. You had your quarterly luncheon this week as well that spoke specifically about the Grove. And I'm curious, unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend. I'd hope to go, but curious what the feedback now that is out in the community is on that project. Are we getting a lot of good cheerleaders, or is it kind of being met with some apprehension?
I think by and large, it's 100% positive, the feedback I'm hearing. It's very positive. There are lots of questions, you know, about, well, what's this going to look like? What's it going to have? You know, what type of houses are they going to be? What type of townhouses are they going to be? What type of apartments or condos are they going to be? So those are great questions. People just want to know. And we have, we continually have people calling the office and saying, put me on your list. I want to live there. And so we've got a growing list of people that are looking to live there. And then the whole community center thing, we met with the seniors a couple weeks ago. They're excited about it. Went out to the senior center there, and they like the idea of being in town instead of having to go out on the highway to get to it. And right next to Hayes Medical Center, adjacent and with walking paths all around, right next door to the Center for Health Improvement. There's just a lot of reasons why this is a terrific location. And so it was very positive. No real negatives at all, other than the fact that, you know, we have to raise $5 million to put this building up. But that's just another one of those challenges, those hurdles you just need to get across.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll get there. Take, for example, the Microfactory project. I remember, not even 2 years ago, that was kind of an idea that was floating out there. And you guys this week, well, they're starting to do some work.
They're moving earth around. As I said before we went on the air, it's not a lot of activity, but it sure is exciting to see something happening out there, other than the last activity we had was in October when we ceremonially broke ground, and that doesn't get you very far in the project. So right now they've got silt screens up so the dirt doesn't run off, and they're flattening out the pad and figuring out where everything's going to go, and some big earth-moving equipment out there. So that's exciting.
Yeah. Are they having to do any infrastructure work to get the facility up, or is it just getting the facility up?
Primarily getting the facility up. Fortunately, Heart of America Development, who was good enough to donate the land to us years ago, put in the sewer and water, electricity, gas, everything, those services were all in. So we just need to extend those into the property. You know, we have to get a transformer from Midwest Energy and extend the utilities into the property. But basically, infrastructure, the street, and all of the other things are already there. So that's a huge factor in making this thing work.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was heading out that way. I just wanted to kind of drive by the site, and I was looking over at the Tallgrass Edition, which is just coming along. It just absolutely boggles my mind that, again, you know, less than 2 years ago, that was a field, and now it's a nice little housing addition. But phase two, that's complete at this point, right?
Pretty much. All of the, we were initially told when we started construction back, it would have been back last fall, that we wouldn't get transformers. Midwest Energy couldn't get transformers until May. And so we knew that was going to be a holdup, but we went ahead and we decided we'd put in the streets and sewer and water and everything that we could ahead of time. Well, lo and behold, they got them here last month. And so I was out there yesterday and they've got them installed, and I think the only thing left is to stake the actual lots, make sure everybody builds on where they're supposed to. But I think that's going to start any time now. Maybe he already has started. And so once we get that done, you'll start seeing some construction down there, because all 18 lots are sold to builders who are eager to get started. And each plans, there's nine each for the Homes by Cornerstone and Platinum Builders, and they plan to start construction very soon and get 9 homes each constructed this year, or at least started sometime in the next few months.
Very cool. So run with me real quick over the totals, because I get lost in where we're at with all the phases and the additions and this bit and that bit.
Well, phase one was 36 lots, the first two cul-de-sacs, and Cumberland Drive, which is the entrance into the development. And those are all either occupied. I think 23 or 24 of them are occupied right now. Another 11 or 12 or however many that difference is from 36 are under construction at various levels of construction. Maybe framed up, maybe a couple of them sitting there still with a basement or a slab waiting on framers to get there. So those 36 will be done sometime this summer, all of them, and occupied because they're all sold at this point. They were all sold before they were even started in many cases. The next 18, which is just the area just finished, it's the next cul-de-sac. That infrastructure's done now, so construction activity will start on those this spring and summer. Hopefully complete a lot of them by year end, but it's a challenging time to build, getting subcontractors lined up. You know, they're all busy, and so you're competing with everybody else to get somebody on your job and help you get things done. But hopefully those will all be done sometime this summer. And then we're going to move forward with the improvement of Wheatland Drive, which is the driveway into NCK. That's a city street, but we're going to improve it. And we have 12 lots along that area that are going to be available for a little bit larger home or maybe multifamily or something like that. They're a little bit larger lots. The lots in the first two phases are about 62 feet wide. So that significantly limits the amount of home you can put on there. These are, I think, 86 or 88. And so you can put a little bigger home, maybe hit a little bit different niche out there, but still in a price range that we very much need.
I'm curious, what do we need more of? The multifamily home or those single family 225 kind of, I can't think of the term you use for those housing, but that kind of entry-level buyer.
Workforce housing is what we call it, yeah. We need both. We need both badly. We need entry-level homes, workforce housing. We need apartments to serve a different demographic in the community. And then we need some, like the Grove will be, we need some retiree-friendly housing. Zero entry, you know, accessibility is better and has the things that maybe a retiree would want more so than a growing family. Nice thing about Tallgrass is they've got basements, many of them, so you can finish out the basement and have that extra space. Many times retirees don't have any interest in having a basement. They just prefer to downsize and have less room and have more accessibility. So we need all of the above for housing. We're still very short of housing. As I mentioned, it's a difficult time to build. Interest rates are up, so it's a more difficult time to buy than it was. But demand remains strong, and if we plan to continue to grow our community, we've got to have sufficient housing.
Absolutely. Well, Doug, we've got just another minute or so left. I wonder if we want to use that time to talk about some of the events you got coming up at Brief Space.
Well, we've announced the Pitch It event. We're kind of renewing that event. We haven't had that for a couple of years. COVID kind of put a damper on that, but that's a Shark Tank-like event that people can come and compete in. We'll take the 5 entrants, and they will come and give their business plan pitch, and then we're going to give them a cash prize for first and second place, depending on who wins. And I think it's, $500 to $1,000 for first place and $500 for second or something. So people who have a business plan idea and want to pitch it, it's a great opportunity. And we also attract in the audience potential investors and bankers and those type of people who can be resources to help these people get their ideas going. So that's going to be fun. They're always a good time, and we look forward to getting that going here. I think it's in late April it's going to be.
Very cool. You know, I'm curious on the 5, how that selection process goes. Or is it just a first come, first serve?
In the past, it's been first come, first serve, and it's always just worked out that we had 5. I don't have any idea why it did until I
just mentioned it.
Yeah, well, we'd love to have a reason to have another one in July or something like that with too many participants because we want to foster this entrepreneurship environment in our community. And the more people we have about thinking about doing their own business and that kind of thing is exactly what we want.